This is Ozarks at Large. Healthy rivers, streams, and creeks require a delicate balance of water, minerals, creatures, and vegetation. Take gravel, found in many Ozark Highland streams, which clarifies and oxygenates water. But as Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, if you literally take gravel out of a stream, that exquisite natural balance may be disrupted.
We're walking in Keels Creek, a pretty little spring-fed tributary of the Kings River in South Carroll County. The creek, which has been mostly dry this summer due to drought, contains lots of gravel and occasional deep pools of brown, murky water. The creek's deteriorating condition worries a number of landholders who live along it.
So my name is Chris Fisher, and I'm a property owner along Keels Creek. Where Little Winona Creek joins the water body known as Keels. And we're about two air miles, as the crow would fly, from the Kings River. And so one day when I was watching the creek, when there was a substantial amount of water in it already from storms, there was this plume of orangey-red sort of pasta sauce color effluent going by, and I thought, where is that coming from? And within a few seconds, I could hear either a tractor or a bulldozer or a backhoe chugging away somewhere upstream.
Turns out several neighbors to the west have been removing creek gravel for years, dislodging plumes of sediment. One of them is Matthew Martin, operator of R&R Dirtworks. He declined being interviewed on tape for this story, but in a telephone conversation, he said he began to harvest gravel 5 years ago, at first for personal use on his land, which is legal, but then record rains in recent years have pushed huge piles of stone downstream onto his place, which he's been removing and selling, he said, since 2009, for around $10 a ton without a permit. He's been cited several times by state environmental agents and fined. But he says he's doing the watershed a service by preventing more gravel clogs further downstream. Matthew Martin is now in process of applying for a permit, despite being under a state environmental order to stop. Keels Creek empties into the Kings River 2 miles east of here, designated as an extraordinary resource waterway, a popular floating stream. No mining's allowed on the Kings. But because gravel-rich tributaries like Keels are up for grabs, the water surges through much quicker now, scouring the banks, dislodging sediment and debris, choking aquatic life. University of Arkansas ecology professor Dr. Arthur Brown has studied the impacts of gravel mining on Ozark streams for years. He said gravel and undisturbed streams create riffles, shallow flows, and intermittent shallow pools to prevent erosion and promote oxygenation.
Yeah, gravel riffle acts like a filter, and there's a lot of the water passes through it, not just over the top of it. And so organic material is captured there along with other things, and invertebrates like it. So they really are more productive in riffle areas, and so the fish have more to eat in streams that have more riffles.
Kind of natural law, science has figured out. Riffles occur at intervals 5 to 7 times the width of the stream. Professor Brown says a gravel stream will also struggle to adjust itself if intensely disturbed.
The stream has to rearrange all that gravel for kilometers upstream and downstream from the site where the gravel's been mined.
Which would account for huge surges of gravel being washed through Keels Creek in recent years, so bad that a Carroll Boone Water District pipeline buried adjacent to the creek almost washed out, imperiling the drinking water supply for tens of thousands of residents. Professor Arthur Brown has also studied gravel removal from the Kings River back in the 90s before mining was banned.
Miners were allowed a 2-year moratorium on the law when it came into effect. And so they got in and just took out all the gravel they could, stockpiled it on the hillside out there. And so the Kings is really starved for gravel. It has a whole lot of bedrock, and if you go in there and try to sample invertebrates on bedrock, they are very rare.
Which is why scientists like Dr. Brown recommend prohibiting all in-stream gravel mining and allowing nature to take its course. Historically, most gravel substrate streams in Arkansas have been chronically mined, primarily for road aggregate, causing extensive disruption of habitat. That's according to the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality, which oversees gravel mining in the state. But ADEQ spokesperson Catherine Beninati says the law continues to evolve.
We've regulated mining since the 1970s. In 1971, the Arkansas Open Cut Land Reclamation Act was created. And at the time, it included coal mining. That was separated out later in the 1970s because that was included in a federal law. And a major rewrite of that law was done in the early 90s, in 1991. And that was when we developed Regulation 15, which you know lays out all the rules for mining in the state. And in 95 is when in-stream mining was allowed.
ADEQ currently permits 258 open-cut gravel and sand mines on the land. In 2005, we had 13 in-stream commercial operations. Today, only four are permitted on Osage Creek in Carroll County, operated by the Carroll County Road Department, on Houston Hollow in Madison County by its road department. Mountain View Ready Mix harvests gravel out of South Sillmore Creek in Stone County, and one other mine operation on Wolf Creek in Pike County. Streams are categorized according to aquatic health and recreational use by ADEQ. No mining is allowed on extraordinary resource waterways like the Kings and the Buffalo. And then we have places like Crooked Creek in Boone County, which was almost gravel mined to death. Steve Filipek is assistant chief in the Fisheries Division of the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission.
On Crooked Creek, at one time, it's about an 87-mile-long stream, one of the best smallmouth streams in the nation, much less in the central part of the country, and much less in Arkansas. So anyway, it's a very good stream, high water quality at the time. Well, because of gravel mining, there were at one time 45 either active or recently inactive gravel mines on an 87-mile-long stream. So you kind of get the magnitude of the issue here. Every other mile, just about on average, of course, there was a gravel mine.
Since 2005, in-stream mining started to slowly decline along Crooked Creek. It's remained impaired but is recovering, Filipek says. In his 35-year-long career with Arkansas Game and Fish Commission working on streams, Filipek says he's seen gravel mining on most of the state's interior highland waterways. But he says thanks to oversight, first by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and later ADEQ's Regulation 15, stream health continues to improve on the Ozarks.
So a stream is so dynamic, once you start messing with the stability of the bed load and all that, it's going to start having impacts upstream and sedimentation downstream. So that's why we have to be so cognizant of the best management practices that we need to use for gravel mining. And that's why, generally speaking, aquatic biologists, fishery biologists would say, get the gravel from a quarry, crush it, get it from a quarry. That would be our number one recommendation. Number two, get it from the floodplain far enough away from the stream that you're not going to be doing damage to the stream itself. And I'm not even going to say recommendation number three is get it from the channel itself, because we don't recommend that.
But until all in-stream gravel mining ceases, ADEQ Surface Mining and Reclamation Division, with a staff of 14, has only one inspector assigned to non-coal surface mining for the entire state. A good portion of inspections are driven by citizen complaints. So with two summers of drought laying creek gravel bare for the taking, has gravel removal increased? Once again, ADEQ spokesperson Catherine Beninati.
We haven't noticed any difference this summer. Mining is cyclical. It's tied to the construction industry, and they're more active in the summer. So we haven't noticed any change in the trends. But we've had 186 complaints that we've followed up on since 2003.
Citizen complaints are what drove ADEQ to investigate R&R Dirtworks' illegal in-stream gravel mining operation on Keels Creek 5 times in 5 years. And over the past 10 years, more than 5 in-stream operators were fined a total of $10,000. 6 gravel processing facilities were also cited $40,000 collectively, primarily for unpermitted discharges in places like Madison, Carroll, Van Buren, and Washtenaw counties. On ADEQ's webpage, under the Legal Orders database, the surface mining section lists nearly 60 consent administrative orders issued over the past decade.
Each consent administrative order is different, and essentially that is an agreement that we work together with the person who enters into it with us to figure out what action can be taken to correct the problem, a timeline for that corrective action, and any kind of fines that would be related to that.
The Nature Conservancy, which owns lots of property along the Kings, is planting riparian vegetation to repair scoured stream banks, as is the nonprofit Kings River Watershed Partnership. That group also provides a free online handbook titled The Landowner's Guide to Streamside Living. Gravel comes in all sorts of grades, from crushed limestone to rounded quartz. The gravel found in Keels Creek is a mix of luminous white, gray, and pink dolomite limestone and flint. When washed and screened, could be sold as decorative Arkansas pebbles, fetching as much as $110 per ton. But stricter enforcement, and most especially persistent complaints by concerned citizens, will help to maintain Keels Creek beautiful and ecological critical gravel array. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.